She is from America, yeah.
America. She's the American girl.
Living in a German world, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
You know, I'm around.
Dance all around the world. Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen that before in my life.
That is one of my favorite SNL bits. You need to watch that later.
Okay, we're gonna watch it.
Yay! London, Paris, too, da-da, dongs all over the world. She's a
Sorry.
Sexy girl.
I'm thinking about SNL in general and Debbie Downer.
Yeah, he's gone. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my god, he's like actually gone.
Yo, that skit is so funny. Whoa. Debbie Downer, you're a real one. Anyways, welcome back, guys.
Well, Someone's sleepy.
I am so out of it today.
So sleepy. That's a good thing, because guess what we're talking about today?
What are we talking about today, G?
We're talking about dreams.
Dreams and how they were, crushed at a young age. Oh. And how they were destroyed and dismantled.
Someone had a much worse day than I did.
Disassembled and left scattered on the ground.
Wait a minute.
For those step on. It's okay, I'm just being dramatic.
I was like, wow, this turned into therapy real fast.
I know, right? Wow. Anyways, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I feel like I'm doing a lot better than you are right now. I did just get home from work, though. I did have to stay after a long time. I gave my boss, literally today, it was like a totally normal day, except every single time he like went and saw patients, I was like giving him shit. I was like, so Christmas party, when's that happening? Because I got an invite from another department's Christmas party, but not the department that I work for Christmas
right.
party.
Right.
So
what's
I was
tea?
Like, interesting how I didn't get an invite from you.
What's
I was like,
tea?
You know, I thought I was going to have to plan my own party, but like my apartment is as big as this workroom. And then he would go see another patient. And then like the next time he'd come back and be like, so like, what's the party like? Like, where's it at? And I'm like trying to just piss him off. So like ever so slowly. Literally in an hour, I had an invitation from his administrative assistant.
Well, we not going.
Oh, I mean, I kind of want to because I do work for them.
Girl, if you had to ask for the invitation, you don't want to go.
That's fair. I was being such a little shit to him all day today, though. I was just like, so party, interesting.
Yeah, no, girl, we don't do that. Nah. We don't do that. If we were invited, tell you something. If I was not invited somewhere, I'm not going because what the fuck do I have to talk with these people about? You couldn't pick up yourself to invite me?
They're literally my boss. I answer to him.
Regardless, you had to ask for that invite.
That's why I was giving him so much shit.
We gonna go to the one that we were invited
to.
Do
you want
to
see the dress that I picked out, though?
Girl, we're not going.
Oh my god, it's so pretty.
Unpick the dress.
Hang on.
Unpick the dress. No, unpick it.
I picked the dress. Look how cute it is, though.
Unpick it.
Look how good I look in this dress, though.
Oh, and you gonna look good in the dress. I have no
doubt. I'm gonna look great.
Okay, yes, this dress is really good.
It is a floral. It is.
It's too cold for
that. It has a corset in the back. It's so cute. It's like mid-thigh, and it has like sheer.
It's nice, but we're wearing that to the only the one dinner that we were invited to.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're above
fine.
And be, yeah, exactly.
Fine. I was literally giving him so much crap today.
As
I was
you
like,
should. I would be an annoying little shit too.
Party.
But imagine going through all that and then how powerful it's going to be when you don't even show up. Oh, no, I have something else to do.
I'm busy.
Sorry, I couldn't make your invite. Sorry, you had to go through making me
the
invite.
The problem is, he knows damn well I don't have on. He invited me out to like go do something and everyone else brought like husband, partner, kids. No, I show up by my own damn self. I brought a bottle of wine and that's just kind of how I roll in this relationship.
Okay, that's fine. I will gladly drink wine. I don't care. That's
really fun. Anyway.
That's the benefit of being like I don't know, because I'm also like unmarried. I have no partner, you know what I mean? But everywhere in my workplace it's like everyone's got someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, what about like my friend's son? I'm like, do I know your friend? Do I know your son? No.
Ew. Like, ugh. My mom would try
anyway,
to do that too.
So that's what my day consisted of, was just giving my boss shit.
Good. And what we doing? We're not going.
Watch it. I'm going to send you cackling. A video of me like all dressed up.
Mumbling and cackling. No.
What if I go to work on Monday, the Monday after, and everyone's like, where the fuck were you?
You tell, it's none of their business. Whatever someone asks me, why are you asking? Who wants to know? I am so reserved. You got to be reserved. You got to let them wonder. That's why, and that's what pisses people off when they don't know anything about you, but you know everything about
them. Fair. Ooh, I'll be like you.
We're opposite colors. I think I'm wearing red on the inside.
Oh, I'm wearing blue.
No, yeah, and I'm
what
wearing red.
What color is this? Red. Girl. So dumb. I'm so sorry.
For context,
I was looking at you. I was looking at you in my defense.
For context, those listening, I'm wearing a blue hoodie with a red shirt underneath. Gabby is wearing a red hoodie with a blue shirt underneath. This girl.
Look at us. I also just called it blue, so you know.
Red, blue, same thing. Same thing.
It's whatever.
Okay. Yeah, hey guys.
Let's get into the topic.
Let's get into it.
So, are we going to start with like other people's dreams first? Because I only got one person's.
You look those up. I'm going to look up just dreams in general. I'm going to look some up on Reddit.
Hey, sexy lady. Matt, the editor, put in the Pedro Pascal edit right there.
Does he know the Pedro Pascal edit?
He should.
Will he?
I would be extremely offended if he didn't. So this one.
How would you like to ride home on a real cowboy? I got a six-pack of cold ones on ice, so my room's out all night, so you can scream my name as loud as you need to, sugar. Hey, sexy lady.
That's what I want.
I never heard that audio in my life.
I am obsessed with Pedro Pascal. Have you not heard the whistle edit from Josh Hutcherson?
Who is this man?
I don't know who this man is.
Oh my God. This has been my entire For You page. Listen.
Send it to me. I cannot see it from there.
It's literally been my entire page.
What is this? What am I watching? Is that him?
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal?
No, this is Josh Hutcherson.
Oh.
Whistle baby, let me know.
Are we talking about the sound?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the video. I was like, what?
This video.
What?
I've never
seen a TikTok for you by 4 Peach ever had that. What is up with this Pedro guy? Why is he on every single...
No, this is Josh Hutcherson.
Oh.
Pedro Pascal is just objectively attractive. Let me tell you. Pedro Pascal.
Okay, this man better be fine. A fine spice. A fine specimen. Something I'm going to munch on later tonight when the lights go out.
In the sense that
that's Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Eve,
hang on, just hang on.
I'm hanging.
Hang on. Do you get it? Come on.
He's fine.
See?
Yeah. No, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I just like cowboys.
Okay, that's fair. But there are some fine ass cowboys.
Dear listeners, if you could see this man's face, right? Anyway, so my dream is to marry Pedro Pascal. That's my dream.
That's not a dream. That's a nightmare. I'm kidding. I'm playing. You know what? If that's your dream, let it be. My dream was to marry. Who did I want to marry?
As a kid? Oh, I got this.
Are we talking about a kid right now? Because my dream right now is to marry... Can I say what I want to say? I want to marry Coco Jones. Coco Jones.
Okay, that's not me.
Drop me a line.
As a kid, I wanted to marry Kyle XY. And if you don't know what Kyle XY is, you did not have the same childhood that I did. So this is Kyle XY. He was a test tube baby found... in the TV
Kyle
show.
Why does that sound so familiar?
Because I'm pretty sure we all watched it.
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you, as a child, wanted to marry this man. Look at that perfectly symmetrical face.
Oh.
Are you judging 7-year-old me?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. I am. Okay. I am.
Well, what about 7-year-old you? What was the goal?
What was the goal? The goal was to strive in life. I just turned 7. I didn't know what I was going to hit next. I wanted to be a man, but I was still a young man. I was a child. A boy.
A baby.
That's a baby. That's a child. Anyways, not to get too... I don't know words.
It's okay. Me neither. I'm tired of sitting up straight. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm going to move this.
That's okay. Go move, girl.
There we go.
Cool.
I like was sitting up really, really straight.
What headphones are you wearing?
I'm wearing my...
Nice.
They're like really expensive and they're really nice.
Nice. I'm gonna probably get Matt to bleep that out because we do not get free promo.
But I will tell you, these have like really nice noise canceling. It actually does backwards noise canceling. So if there's noise happening like over here, it like produces white noise.
Oh, that's pretty sick. That's pretty sick.
So like
sick.
On planes and shit. Oh my God.
That is so sick. I had to put, those are like the AirPods. I had to put my AirPods down for a little bit.
These are not AirPods.
Yeah,
these
those, I want a pair of Bose though. I would love me a pair of Bose. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyways.
Childhood dream.
I wanted to marry. Okay. So I don't really remember who I wanted to marry as a kid, but I know when I was conscious enough of my life, I...
Conscious.
You know when you hit that stage and you just, now you're like, you're aware?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? The whole cast of Teen Wolf.
Ooh, good one. Actually, good one.
Oh, wow. 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 Yeah.
No, I respect that. I was a Styles girl. What about you?
I was also a Styles girly, but I was also a Derek girly.
Okay, yeah. I could not get into Derek as a kid. I was like, he's so bad, I can't.
Exactly. I could fix him.
Yeah, see, I was never that. I was like, Styles is me, and therefore it's perfect.
You know what? Styles is a really, he's a good sec. He's my second favorite. He's a good character. Did you watch all of the seasons?
I watched a fuck ton of them. I don't know if I got to all of them.
Yeah.
But
I didn't watch the last season.
I got pretty damn close.
That show's a good one. When you do pop up or when I pop over, that's going to be one of our first full through watches.
Wow. So not Yellowstone. I get it. I see you. It's fine.
I'm going to watch Yellowstone in my house. We're still going to watch it, but the first thing we're going to watch. No. We should watch something else for our first thing. This has to be organized. We have to maximize your...
Sorry, I'm thinking about the actual topic.
Oh, sorry. Just gagged me, damn.
I did. Well, you read me on the last one. Let me frickin' tell you.
Yeah, I did read you. So you know what? I'm gonna get my lashings. Don't worry. I know they're coming. Every time I lash out, I get lashings back. It's just equilibrium.
The problem is we're both mean gays.
Yeah. Guys, she reads me to filth on the daily just because you're hearing me do it now. I get read to filth. She just read me to filth last episode. No, wait.
Yeah,
that was me
after
again.
You did. Yeah.
You know what? See, we have a great relation going on. You guys don't understand.
This is just how we roll.
It's just how we roll. Okay.
And you know who we read to filth way more? Everybody else.
Everyone else. Everyone else.
No one is safe.
No, because these hands are rated E for everyone.
Including each other. Listen, friends, I know we allude to this a lot, but we're going to allude to it again. The two of us and why this relationship is so strange in comparison to other podcasts, we hated each other. Literally hated.
Yes, 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 ma'am. Yes, ma'am. If you want to hear that story, you should check out our other episode. What's it called?
I don't remember. It was one of them either. Where we talked about it.
It was one of them. Insert title here, Matt. Put it like a text to speech.
Yeah, you miss those, don't you?
I miss those a lot. You can follow us at
@ginger_garbage on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
That was so low budget. Yeah, those were so low budget.
Email your business inquiries too.
Oh, you're doing the YMCA over there.
Yeah, I am.
What are you doing, buddy? Anyway, dreams.
Dreams, dreams. Okay,
as a kid.
Yeah, get into it.
I had a recurring nightmare. I actually am, so I can swim. Let me start there. I can swim. I have a fear of water and I will not go into water past my knees. Okay, that's just something I won't do. But as a kid, I had this recurring nightmare where there is a water slide and I go down the water slide, but it's just one big circle. I'm just spinning and spinning and spinning, and that's the nightmare. And then eventually I die and wake up. That's it. So if anyone wants to, you know, figure that one out, and I would have that for months.
What?
As a child.
That's so scary.
What was all yours?
That wasn't a dream, girl. You're supposed to tell us your dreams.
That was a dream.
Oh, I guess.
So anyway, I had childhood trauma.
Yeah. Okay, I think one of mine, I don't know, if we're talking about nightmares, there was this one show that used to show on, so in Canada we have Treehouse, and Treehouse would basically show what, I don't remember what the American equivalent is to like young kids viewing networks, but it's basically like that. Like
PBS. It's basically PBS.
Yeah, but we had PBS too, but like Treehouse and PBS were two different things. Anyways, regardless, there was this one show called Toy Castle. And it was fine up until this one particular episode or a movie or a special spinoff or anything. And for some reason, whenever I talk about this story to other Canadians, they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, except for Nye. Nye knows exactly what I'm talking about. There's this one episode of that show where everything was weird. Like, everything was weird. The usual happy-go-lucky characters were all of a sudden wearing black and stuff like that. It was very demonic. It scarred me. I had nightmares about that for so...
Was this Happy Tree Friends? Or
no,
was it like
an actual
show?
It was an actual show that showed on TV, and it was nighttime. And I don't know why they showed this version, but they showed this scary-ass version of Toy Castle. But nobody knows what I'm talking about, except for Nye. She's the only one who knows what I'm talking about.
That is terrifying.
It was scary, and that gave me so many nightmares for so long. Oh my gosh. The day I stopped having those nightmares, I literally cried, and I said, thank God.
Oh my God.
Yo, that shit traumatized me. Look at us.
I'm trying to think of like other, because I was thinking about it today when we came up with this topic. I was like, God, what dreams did I have? The problem is like I don't sleep long enough in order to like hit dreams.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. But dreams don't make sense, so they're like really boring to listen to. Like our actual dreams, our nightmares make sense because they're our fears. But when we have actual dreams, it's like I'm walking in a forest, and all of a sudden I'm at the mall, and I turn around, and there's a watch on the ground. Why is there a watch on the ground? I don't know. So I go to pick it up, and then all of a sudden I'm cooking in my house. I want to go to my room, but my room is not there. Why is my room there? You know? I'm in a spaceship.
Sorry, I wasn't ready for that. You know who has really wild dreams, though? My friend Jim. He, like, keeps... Jim. And it's, like, prophetic, almost. It's terrifying.
Jim,
so, like, he'll have, like, super
yet.
Realistic... No. He has these, like, really, like, scary and realistic dreams. Like, things that would actually happen. Or, like, things that have, like... so close to have happening that you're basically, like, yeah, they've happened. Does that make sense? Like, it's, like... alternate realities almost. It's terrifying.
It is. So that happened to me the other day. I used to have this dream where I was in an apartment, and I remember the fabrics of the apartment. I remember that what the elevator looked like. It's very distinctive when you have those kind of distinctive dreams, right? And I was in the elevator, and I was trying to get out. Now the other day I went out with my brother, and we went to his friend's apartment. Mind you, the first dream that I had was years ago when I was like seven, eight, right? I don't know why I remember. I think the only reason why I remember it is because of the events that happened. I went to my brother to go to his friend's apartment. And when we went to the lobby floor, it looked like a regular lobby, like, you know, how front of apartments look. Now, we get up to the floor and we walk out, and it's the exact same pattern that was in my dream years ago. And I kept having that same elevator apartment dream over and over and over again. Yo, my anxiety that day was so high. Oh my gosh.
That is terrifying.
That is absolutely scary. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
Me neither.
But damn.
That is scary. I don't like that, actually. That's spooky.
Right?
Ugh. Oh, that's kind of creepy, actually, when you like think about it. Oh, I don't like it. Sorry,
it
just hit me how that's scary that is.
That is so
like you didn't
scary.
Like your brain made it up, and then you're like,
and then it came,
it's
and then
real.
It happened. And I was like, And I've never seen this. Mind you, this place is in a city that I've never been to.
That's terrifying. Let me see if I can pull up some of his texts. Because he's like, he texts me. He's like, hey, has this happened to you? And I'd be like, no. And then like days later, it'll be like something like very similar to that. And I'd be like, whoa. Like he literally keeps a journal and he'll be like, hey, I dreamed about you. Just heads up. That's literally how this goes. Oh, it's terrifying.
My gosh, that is so scary. I'm going to start doing that.
I joke with him all the time. I'm like, you are a witch. You know that, right?
No. It's not witch. It's prophetic. It's prophetic.
You are a witch. Get the gospel. A witch.
I'm born again through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only blood I deal with. You will never lose its power.
Let me see if I can find one of his dreams. I hope he doesn't care. Yeah, see, 42 results on Discord just with the word dream with this man.
Period.
This is one that kind of freaked me out. I hope he doesn't care that I'm reading this. But but in 2018, he texted me. He was like, hey, I had a dream that it says I told like someone that was trying to date me. He was like, I told him to back off trying to get with you because you had a dog and that took up all your time. Then when it ended up happening with that person is I ended up being way too busy and I wasn't responding and the relationship just didn't work. Like his dreams fucking knew what was going to happen. Like maybe 60 days later.
Whoa.
Isn't that creepy? Like it's literally stuff like that.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. I'm about to get into a dream that I hate having. Actually, no.
You
I don't
go,
hate
I'll
having
find
it.
A story.
Okay. So I had a dream. This dream happens quite often too. So, yada bada bing bada boom. I had kids, right? And I had a twin. Now, in the variations of these dreams, I'll either have two boys, two girls, or a boy and a girl. I guess I have either option. No, I lied. It's either two boys or a boy and a girl. I haven't had two girls. Anyways, so I have these kids and they look and feel so real. I'm looking at this child and I'm like, this is my child. Yada bing bada boom. We go through the stages. We're going through like the early stages of life and I'm raising this kid and whatever. Then I wake up. And let me tell you, the realizations that you have when you're not actually a father and you don't, it's so weird because you think your dreams are real, like they're actually happening. And then you wake up and you're like, that never happened. I hate dreams sometimes. Ugh.
Anyway, so it's like, it's literally stuff like that. Like it's so freaky. Anyway, do you want to know another dream that I had as a kid?
Yes.
And my mom like refused to tell me about it. Cause she's like, okay, my mom is like ultra religious. Okay, that is number one. I feel like I've talked about this before. Anyway, so she refused to tell me about this until like really recently. So as a kid, I would tell her about my other family. Like this is when I'm like maybe two or three. Okay. With no like real conceptualization of like life experiences or anything. But again, I'm terrified of water. I feel like I should say this more often. I don't go into water. It scares me. But as a kid, I would tell her about my other family and that there was a hill and a house and a lake. And then one day, my other family, like somebody fell in the lake. But like I wasn't able to say this. Like as a 2-year old, I was like talking about like a sibling falling in and then another sibling falling in. And then I was talking about the rocks on the ground at the gate. So as a kid, my mom's like, what the fuck are you talking about, right? But then we go to like somebody's funeral in the family. I was like, yeah, the rocks on the ground, this is where other family is. And so my mom's like, your other family died and you were there? And I was like, yeah. Like
you hate the water.
She's like,
you said your other family. Oh, this is scary.
Like siblings like fell into the water and like 2-3-year-old me was like the rocks on the ground, gravestones, now that you're really thinking about it, and the gate. Like that's all I could tell them because like I didn't have like actual life experience or lessons or anything. Like why would a 2-year-old need to go to a graveyard? And then it was, yeah, if you ask my mom, she'll tell it better, but like I used to scare the shit out of my mom.
Oh my, you'd scare me. You scare me. What the hell?
So she's like asking me all these questions. She's like, you know, who's your other family? And then I would just start crying, like inconsolable crying.
And you don't like, remember she would try any to, of this, like, right?
No, I don't remember any of this.
Wow. I might need to call my pastor.
Yeah, see? Because my mom was like, fucking what?
You should have told this on the Halloween episode.
Well, I didn't think about it. I was like, but yeah, I
wow.
I think that past life regression is very interesting. I've done a few hypnotism things, but with my brain, I can't do hypnotism. So I have no idea. You have
ADHD, right? Or is it anxiety?
Really bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Those two, you can't get hypnotized if you have anxiety and ADHD. Nope. That sucks.
So it's fun, but if anyone knows a hypnotist, I would be fully willing to take a further look into that, even though my mom would literally murder me if I considered doing that. Because
live your life, yeah. Bruv.
But yeah, that was a story I wanted to tell today about dreams and stuff. Just imagine your small little blonde child with cute little ringlets being like, my other family, the other family before you.
Coraline. Oh my gosh.
See?
Yeah. That's so scary.
No nose, by the way.
No nose?
I didn't have a nose bridge as a child. I just had like the very bottom. And so like now as I've grown up into the Eastern European woman that I am, I have a huge
nose. She's a beauty standard.
Yeah.
She's a beauty standard.
As a kid though, I literally like did not have a nose like bridge at all.
She went under the knife.
Fun fact. Yo. Ooh. Don't spread that rumor. I love my nose. I don't know about you.
No, good. Good, 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 good. No, I love my nose. Wow. I love my nose. Anyway, it's so cute and petite.
Any more
and
childhood
small.
Dreams?
I guess more of like what I saw for myself in the future. I always just wanted to be, you know, first of all, I wanted to be tall. I said to when I was a kid, when I was really young, I said, God, no matter what,
please, God,
I need to be tall. I cannot be. I literally got on my knees when I was about 5 or 6. And I said, God, please make me tall.
Hey, you know what? It worked.
And now look, I'm 6'9", y'all. But Gabby's still taller than me. That's crazy.
Sorry. Cut that wheeze.
No, we gotta keep the wheeze. We gotta keep the wheeze.
You can't say that shit and expect me to not react. Oh my god.
We are two tall drinks of water. That's what we are. Come get you a sip.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
Right?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
It's gonna sting me in here. What does our submission say? What does our submission say about their dream?
I forgot to find that. I got distracted with Pedro Pascal.
Guys,
Pascal, if you're listening,
she did the radio rebel thing. Nurse, nurse, get in here. Oh, wait, she is the nurse. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We can't call the nurse.
Oh, one of our friends, and I'll tell you who it is, said that they had prophetic dreams as well. Luke, one of Nina's friends.
Luke, what kind of prophetic dreams? I'm interested.
That's all it said.
That's all. Luke, you got to get more into that. Drop us a DM. I want to read your stories. Right. Like, drop us a full-on DM. You guys can drop us DMs at any time. We ask these questions on our socials
at @ginger_garbage on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
You guys are really responsive on IG. You guys treat me like chopped liver on Twitter. You guys hate fun.
Yeah, Twitter sucks.
Twitter sucks. You guys suck on Twitter.
Nina says that her childhood dreams were zombie apocalypse themed.
What?
That's horrific. That's so bad. Oh my god.
What? You wanted a zombie apocalypse, Nina?
No, probably not that they wanted it, but that it just kept happening in their dreams.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of dreams in a different context. I gotta remember dreams like actual this dream sleeping. I'm thinking like dreams of like who you want to be when you're older. Speaking of, how do you guys like our new rebrand? We have new colors.
Colors.
Right? It looks really good. I think it looks good. I hope you guys like this third season. We're putting our ass and our booty cracks in this shit.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that I was doing that.
No, we're both doing it at the same time. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah.
What are some dreams that you're having now?
What are dreams? I don't have much dreams anymore.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I really don't.
Like, I'll have dreams where I get ready for work and then I wake up and I have to do it all over again. You ever get those ones where you like you do something, then you think you're what?
Kind of. I mean, I trauma live shifts again, where I like literally will live an entire fake shift.
Oh, that happened to me at my old job. I'd have dreams about it.
Awful. Ugh,
terrible.
Let me tell you.
Look on the bright side. At least our dreams aren't filled with the McDonald's ding 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 ding. You know, the little beep beep beep.
I would just like relive shifts, and then like if something went wrong, I would just relive that moment over and over again. I feel like I'm more talking about PTSD than I am dreams right now, but this is what my dreams usually consist of.
Go on.
Is if I think about something, if I like miss my meds or something like that, or like I miss, or if I think about something before going to bed, like a traumatic situation that I was in, specifically at work, because the things that I see at work are traumatic. Anyway, so I would just like relive like maybe 5 seconds just over and over and over again, and would change nothing about it, and just relive that over and over and over again until I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Usually in a panic, screaming, you know,
the usual girly things.
So anyway, boys, she's available.
She's available. She's single. She's ready to mingle. Damn.
Yeah, no.
Is that borderline PTSD?
I think it is PTSD, just straight up. But yeah, just reliving things over and over and over again. So not to traumatize you or anything like
that.
No,
it was gone.
There were definitely moments during the pandemic, or just in general, like in my career, that I cannot get out of my head forever. You know, it'll always be with me, and I will be, you know, sitting here when I'm 50, 70, 100. And be like, I'm gonna be that old lady in the nursing home. It's like, code blue, let me get my glasses.
I can't even blame you. Well, actually, no, I can't blame you. Sit down. It's a code blue.
That's literally gonna be me. Hang on, kiddo. I'm coming.
Please, we're gonna be.
Where's the Epi?
We are gonna be so outdated with technology by then. We're gonna be living.
I'm gonna be like,
wait.
All right, 2 minutes since last pulse check. Where are we at, kids?
Oh, speaking of pulse check, I might need you to help me relearn CPR, because I think I remember it, but I don't. And you know what? I didn't get an naproxen.
How certified do you want to be? Do you want to be me certified, or do you want
to
be?
I just need to be adequate. I already have my certification, but it's always nice to get a refresher.
I will tell you, it's much different on people than it is on those mannequins.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to be put in a position where I'm like, let me not speak that into existence. I don't even want to say what I'm about to say.
Let me tell you something real quick. I am a very, very strong person.
She's very, she beefy, but she got a waistline. Ugh.
I'll be the second person, like on the chest or whatever, and I'll be like, but, poof, and I'm like, fuck. But that's what you want to do. So like, you just feel everything shatter, and you're like,
oh, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. Oh, whoops, please.
Well, because, I mean, if they're dead anyway, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
what? So anyway, I'm traumatized. I've done this a few times.
Oh, that sounds so horrid.
Do you want to hear a funny story, though, about a code once?
Okay, let's get into it.
One time, it was in a contact room, which means you're in, like, full gown, gloves, face mask, like everything.
The whole gallery.
I was disgusting. I was, no, not sterile. You're gross. In a gown. And at that point, it was like trash bags gown. Like, we didn't have the gowns that we do now, which is the paper ones.
I'm so confused.
In the middle of pandemic, and
why are we nasty?
Because we're sweaty. We have been on CPR for over 5 minutes at a time.
For how long?
2 hours.
I heard that they can go on for hours.
Yeah, the longest code I've ever been a part of was 5 hours. Then we took a break because he came back, and then the nurse I was charged this night, the nurse walks back in and she's like, so we had to restart everything.
Oh no, you guys are stronger than the Marines, I'm telling you.
Anyway, so I'm telling you a story, it's funny. So we're in contact gear, so we're like fully suited up, you know, like to prevent grossness. Anyway, I am disgusting. I am sweat dripping everywhere, my eyeliner is running, I'm gross, okay? And I see the chaplain that I really like, and I'm like, ooh, let me do something real quick. I sit down on my rolly chair next to him, and I go, so you come around here much? And I like move my arm to go around him. And he looks at me. He's like,
ew.
Not while we're hot and sweaty. Please.
I was disgusting.
Oh.
I smelled awful. Think about being wrapped in plastic wrap for 2 hours.
I don't want to think about it.
And doing
being wrapped in plastic wrap for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like in the blazing heat.
And doing
heat.
Extreme exercise in a 90 degree room.
I don't know what 90 degrees is. What is that?
40-ish.
Ew. 40 is already hot on its own. We sweating balls on 40.
So imagine that and someone coming up to you and being like, let's flirt right now. And the person died. Like, it was not the time.
You heard it here first, folks. Someone dies, and G's first thing to do is flirt with the nearest chaplain. Put it on. Put it. I need someone to write this down. Get your books and write this down.
And then it didn't work, clearly. So I was like, all right. And I do this like a dog. Like,
oh. Shit.
Anyway, I have dreams about that night for other reasons, not for those reasons.
Oh, I tracked. Oh, my days.
So anyway, she's single.
Oh. Girl. You better than me. I'm actually
no,
also.
No, I'm not.
No, that's what. Yeah, that's the. Well. Anyways, yeah. I was gonna say I'm like the complete opposite. Whenever I sweat, actually, first of all, let's start there. I barely sweat.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Not gonna lie.
That's I kinda barely nasty. Sweat.
It's kind of icky.
I'm just always hydrated. I drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of water. My pee is clear. Let's start there. That's right. Okay. Actually, we're going to bleep that out. Matt, the editor, please bleep that out.
My pee is clear.
My pee is clear. Don't need to run the train. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. All right.
I am hot and bothered after this code.
Hot and bothered after the code is crazy.
So please. Fucking awful. If you think about it for more than a millisecond and tell me you don't want to walk into the ocean.
I'm hot and bothered after the... oh my gosh, that's gonna be our new catchphrase. I'm hot and bothered after the code, period. Whoa, what a bar. Nikki, don't take that one, okay?
Bullet fragment.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not talk about that's my gonna be thoughts the title about of the dreams episode. Anymore. I am nothing about dreams. Just be like to the listeners, you'll get there. You'll get
you'll
there.
You'll get there. You'll get there. You'll get there. Hot and bothered after the code. You will get there. It'll be worth it. Oh my gosh. Dreams are such a wild thing.
But yeah, I'll like relive parts of shifts. I'll relive like parts of my life just over and over again. To no end. And then depending on how awful they are.
Waking up screaming.
Anyway.
Reoccurring dreams. Your past family. That's
three. She needs therapy.
Therapy. Sleep therapy. Because what? Girl. We got to fix that. We got to fix that. It is 2024. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Oh, well.
Yeah, you got to get that checked, girl. I would even do the, like, let me know how the hypnotism goes. Because I'm excited to hear what you find out.
Truly just want to know. Well, clearly I 2-year-old me couldn't process it, so.
Well, yeah, so maybe you said I don't care about little boy you. I care about big boy
me. I care
me.
About big boy me.
So go care about big boy you. Now that you're a big boy, I think you can handle it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I said that to my boss one day. I was like, I'm a big boy now, and he looks at me, he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
People don't get it. I quote you all the time. They're like, I'm like, I don't care about little boy you. I care about big boy me. And people look at me like I'm crazy. You guys don't get it. I don't care about little boy you. I care about big boy me.
Big boy me.
I was so angry that episode.
What was that one?
I was actually upset. That was our Christmas one.
Is that the Christmas
one?
No,
it was our Halloween one. I think it was our Halloween one.
That's the one where we were arguing about those Ross cookies, right?
Yeah. I was literally so angry at you that day. I stopped speaking English.
If you guys run the track back, you know what? We're not going to get into it. That one is old episode. That's old episode beef. We don't need that.
I've actually been in podcasts, audio dramas, and they've actually referenced the raw cookie dough thing because I was so impassioned.
You were so impactful. You were powered. You were empowered and encouraged to talk about something so wrong. But I'm not going to act like I'm any better because I just did it the other day.
We literally, oh my God. And I'll keep that picture on my phone forever, actually.
Yeah.
Of you admitting defeat.
And it's, you know what? I admit defeat. I know when I'm beaten. Guys, I'm so sorry. I know what I said on the Halloween episode, but those raw cookie sugar cookies, they suck. They are so good. They're so good.
And I will be keeping that audio bit for the rest of my life because I feel vindicated. I feel validated. I feel like you see me. You get me.
You really were big boy you. You really were big boy you. I need a big boy. That's as one says.
I need a big boy.
Right.
It's cuffing season. Oh, the girls need it. That's the second SNL song you don't know.
I know the SOS song.
That one's a good one.
I know most of SOS. I haven't listened to it in its entirety. Are you listening to any music? Are you not a music girly, are you? You are a music girly. What kind of music are you listening to?
I'm a music girly. Are you kidding me?
No. I know you listen to music, but do you listen to music as you're doing things? I don't remember what's your kind of Okay.
I have to. I literally cannot focus without it. Let's see here. What am I listening to right now? Oh, the top song in my songs playlist right now is called Coochie Lickin' Man.
Let's see what's the top of my...
That's fair. Coochie Lickin' Man, let me tell you.
Coochie Lickin' Man by who?
By Mind Your Business. Oh, by Edward Bluesman Thomas.
Gagged Sorry, the that's the hell name. Out of me. Yeah. Gagged the that's... out of me. Not my own advice coming back to bite me in the ass.
That's the album name, I swear to God.
Cut the cameras. Dead ass.
Play the song. It actually kind of slaps. No, just play it in your own ears real quick. Just so you can stand with me. Just play the little Spotify clip.
No, I'm putting this on YouTube.
Play it for both of us.
Can my computer even do that? We're only listening to a sliver of this. I will not be listening to Coochie Licky Bear for more longer than 10 seconds. Let's start there.
I don't know. The song kind of slaps.
By who is it by?
He calls himself the Edward Bluesman Thomas.
Okay, Edward. Let's see what you got.
Let me tell you, I'm kind of obsessed, actually. Okay, let me shut up.
Let's play it. Let's play it.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not going to hold you. He has a really nice voice. I enjoy listening to him sing. Now, this title, let me tell you something. The power of a title does wonders for a song. And when you have a clever pun, it eats. This ain't no clever pun. Where's the flavor? Where's the seasoning? We just got right into it. You couldn't even prep me for that. You just rammed it in like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just yeah.
Listen, yeah. Play the other one. Cowboy Bro Down. That's the other one that's in my... Yeah.
Is this on your top? Is this on your... Sorry, before you continue, is this on your Spotify rap?
Oh my God, let's talk about Spotify Wrapped after you play this. Oh my God, this is actually kind of important.
What am I typing again?
Cowboy Bro Down.
Cowboy Bro Down. Last time someone showed me a cowboy video, it was a reference to gay porn. So I'm...
uh...
This
the timing, the comedic timing of what just happened, you guys.
I can't do this again. What is it with everyone and the gay cowboys? Guys, his name is Big Gay. If only you could see what I see on the screen.
You having fun over there?
What? Big fat bro down.
See, he's into it.
Oh my gosh.
Tell me he doesn't have the fun flow though.
Now that I have to stop. We have to stop rolling. This is the end of the episode. No. Cut the cameras.
So what's on your Spotify Wrapped?
No, cut the cameras. We're done. This. I mean, you know what? It was a culture shock at first. And then the second verse hit and I was getting into it. And and I was catching the chorus by the third time around. Now that last line. That last line. Prison. Go to jail. Don't even collect 200s. Pass go and go straight to jail. Guys,
he listened. Guys, for the record, he did listen to the whole song when he said 10 seconds. He did make it a little bit further.
There's 10 seconds left. That's how far we got.
Top of my Spotify Wrapped.
Blonde Boys Eats.
Spotify. You know what my number one song is? I can tell you right now.
What is your number one song?
Space Age Bachelor Man, because I was on stage for it and I had to memorize it.
That makes sense. That same with like
the Weeby songs. I played it like literally a million times.
Okay, let's see. Spotify, send me your link.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah, you can just share your Spotify Wrapped. Oh. So we can just both take a look at it.
I will tell you, CPR by Cupcake made it extremely high on my list because that was my warm up for both shows. Wow, you're not following me on Spotify. Fucking clocked.
I think I am following you. Let's start there. Mm-hmm. Unclock it.
What did we learn about Spotify?
We learned that cowboys are gay.
All right, let's judge each other. There's really not much to judge. I feel like it's just the shows that I was in. Okay, Mac Ayers being the top four. That makes sense.
This song is awesome. These are all your stage. These are all your stage ones.
That's what I'm saying. Is this is not super interesting. Beyonce, Victoria. Yeah. Yeah, this is honestly exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
Cuff It by Beyonce was like one of my number one. Like,
I listened to that one a lot. I feel like
didn't even make the list. Yeah, it's such a good song.
I charted it for ICCA. Yeah. Oh.
Such a good song. Yeah, these are all good.
Beyonce's Formation.
This is exactly what I expected. It's good, but I feel like you listen to like the same stuff over and over again.
That's the thing.
Like, you're constantly. Yeah. I one of the things you should know about me, I'm constantly looking for, you know, shit like that. That's just making me laugh.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I need my thoughts to calm down, so I listen to music. Mine is, you know, mine is like that slow. Oh, yeah, Sweetest Pie in Here. I love that one. Oh, it's the body of your life. Da 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 da. I love that one. Let's play a love game. Play a love game. Do you want love? Are you on flame? Are you in the game? I love that song.
A lot of it's like basically all I listen to this year, though, is like the stuff related to shows.
Oh, you listen to the Sunday Service Choir. That's crazy.
I stole that from you because it's incredible.
It's so good.
That arrangement specifically, so good.
so good.
Guess what's on there? We're just blonde boys doing what blonde boys do.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And we'll be posting screenshots of our Spotify Wrapped here. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you guys already saw it on most of our socials when we posted them first.
That's true.
You have a lot of Ninja Sex Party on here.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. I definitely don't listen to them all the time. And they only were not my top artists this year for the fifth year in a row because I had a show going on and I listened to them just a little bit more.
Damn. You know
when they party were like, hard. Ring, ring, your favorite artist is calling, and it was like Ninja Sex Party. I literally threw the phone because I thought it was like a call, like for real. Let me tell you, I freaked out.
Could you imagine? Oh,
because I was at work.
I got mine from SZA.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. Someone wanted that phone call. I didn't. I was at work and I was like, holy shit.
That was good. What are we putting in the garbage this week?
What am I putting in the garbage
this week? Yeah, what do you want to put in the garbage this week?
Oh, I yelled at a roommate, a coworker this week. I don't want to do that again. Did they deserve it? Yeah, kind of. I got really irritated because like they were like, oh, I don't want to be here today. And I was like, just go home then. And then they got mad at me because I've said that.
But you were just being realistic.
They're like, oh, I just don't want to work today. I was like,
go home.
Go home. Because they weren't doing anything. They called their dog groomer on the work phone for like 20 minutes.
So go home.
Like, they were literally using the work phone to like call family members and shit. And I'm like sitting there next to them. I'm like, I'm doing so much and you're getting paid more.
Don't worry. Those people eventually do get removed. I had one girl at my old job who was like, just like that, and she was literally checking Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. Now, don't get me wrong. You can check it in once in a while, but, like, don't check it all the time.
Exactly. I was like, really? That's what we're doing right now? I'm busting my ass. Anyway, I got really irritated.
That's fair, though.
So I was like, just go home. Go home, then. And then she was, like, mad at me afterwards. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, some people, I don't know. So you can't fix people. You can't fix people.
They were like, I just felt really attacked. I was like, why? I was like, I need you to explain to me why you felt attacked, because you said that.
All I did was say, go home. You know what, though? Sometimes, you know what? You can, damned if you do and damned if you don't, because if you didn't say anything, the person would still take offense and be like, oh, she doesn't care about my problems. You know what I mean? And then you do care about the problems, and I felt attacked. You can't please people. You can't please people.
No. Yeah. It was really exhausting. I'm like, okay, fine.
Put that in the garbage.
Bye.
Put it in the garbage.
And then they did go home this week for like multiple days. So apparently I did something right. Anyway. So irritating.
It's okay.
Oh, I didn't talk about this earlier. So somebody's been taking food out of the refrigerator this for like a couple months now. Okay. Of like digging into people's lunchboxes and like taking random shit.
Okay.
So like yogurts will go missing and like just like little things, right? And I was making a joke. I was like, you know, the one thing that I'm fucking serious about is food. And if my food goes missing, I will do something that puts me in jail and I will not feel bad about it.
She's talking
about arson. If
somebody
takes food from me. Yeah, no, literally. I was like, I will do something that I will not regret.
She'll commit a crime.
If I figure it out.
Crime.
So anyway, like none of my shit was gone through. And I'm like, oh, somebody must have heard me say this because they know damn well that I will literally beat a bitch. I will cut a bitch.
She'll cut a bitch.
When it comes to food. Like, I am always hungry. I'm always like, I'm so hungry all the fucking time. Anyway, I spend a lot of money on my food because my stomach sucks. So like, that's another reason too. So like if any of my like specialty food goes missing, like that's a problem. Anyway, so I was like, I will literally do something that puts me in jail and not feel bad about it. If I figure out who's stealing shit out of my lunchbox. So nothing was going missing for like weeks. And I'm like, whoa, that's so weird. And then I opened my locker one day and I like couldn't get the latch open because someone had spun it in a way that like I literally had to get a male coworker to kick the door open to my locker. My bag is upside down and all of the pockets are open. Granted, they didn't go into my food, but I don't keep any like ID, wallet, purse, anything. Like I don't keep any of that in my locker. But somebody dug through my shit.
Pause. Someone dug through your stuff?
Yes.
And you're still standing here.
And let me tell you, I was really upset.
You better than me because I'm getting my money back. You broke my lock.
Well,
you went through my shit. I will get my money back.
And like the person that I asked to help open up the door, because I literally couldn't get it open. Like it was so broken. We had to like kick the, it was a mess. Anyway, so like I was like, dude, like you saw that, right? Like my bag was upside down. All of the everything was open and it was like spilled all in the, anyway, I was really upset.
You better than me. I would find out who did it and I'm getting my money back.
I was, yeah, I gotta go buy a new lock. Anyway, I'm really upset
about
that.
You're buying a new lock?
But like, none of my food has gone missing. But now I'm like even more concerned. I like locked my debit card until I went home and like a bunch of other shit.
I would do the same. Yeah, I'd do the same, but I would not be paying for new lock. Whoever did it is paying for new lock. And I don't need to ask management who did it. I know who did it. I have, you have to have eyes everywhere.
Vigilante.
Yeah, literal, yeah, vigilante. The anti-hero.
I'm throwing that behavior in the garbage. Let me tell you, it was Friday. I was like ready to like do something fun, and like, no, that was all ruined.
Ugh, put it in the garbage.
I was
for
so
real.
Angry. Yeah.
What am I putting in the garbage this week? I am throwing seasonal depression. I'm throwing that in the garbage. I'm sick of it. Yeah, throw it in the garbage.
You know what'll make your seasonal depression better?
Blonde boys. Anyways, guys, it has been a lovely day. I hope you guys are having a good time. What are you putting in the garbage? What are you putting in the garbage?
It's a good question.
That's a great question. Until next time, this is G&J. We're heading out. We're J&J. GJ. Bye. Bye. Guys, it's official.
I can't have children.